From Jakarta, here is the Voice of Indonesia with English program. Presenting news, information, and entertainment from Indonesia. You can listen our broadcast and online streaming voanews.id.
Listener, how are you today? It is nice to meet you again with me, Putri, to accompany you in 60 minutes ahead. In today's edition, we would like to present some information, started from news, commentary, and so forth. Also, we'll play some songs. Well, listener, I will begin with news. Stay with us, Voice of Indonesia, from Indonesia to the world, at frequency 3325 kHz and www.voanews.id.
Here is the news first, the headlines. Minister Luhut Bin Sarpanjaitan meets United Arab Emirates President and Saudi Arabia Prince to discuss Hajj and G20. Indonesian National Police Headquarters to move to Nusantara capital city in stages. I'm Nuka Kusumawati, now the news in details. Let's begin with the national news. When coordinating Minister for Maritime Affairs and Investment Luhut Bin Sarpanjaitan met United Arab Emirates President Mohammed bin Zayed and Saudi Arabia's Crown Prince Mohammed bin Salman to discuss some topics, including Hajj quota increase and G20 presidency. This was stated by Minister Luhut Panjaitan in a post on his personal Instagram account at luhut.panjaitan on Sunday. Meanwhile, Prince Mohammed bin Salman expressed his interest in the Nusantara capital city project and the mangrove restoration program. According to Minister Panjaitan, both leaders have expressed support for Indonesia's G20 presidency, where the G20 summit would be held in Bali in November 2022. The Indonesian National Police is preparing a gradual relocation of its headquarters to the Nusantara capital city in East Kalimantan in 2024. This was stated by its spokesperson, Inspector General Dedi Prasetyo, on Sunday. He also said that the requirements for the relocation has been formulated and proposed this year, including the establishment of Nusantara City's district and sub-district's police forces. The police will also install its mobile brigade corps, led by a one-star general officer or brigadier general in the new capital city to secure its development. Sugianto further stated that the reinforcement is based on detailed study conducted about various aspects regarding the security of Nusantara capital city. Coordinating Minister for Economic Affairs Erlangga Hartarto visited the Point Zero pillar of the Nusantara capital city development in East Kalimantan. This was stated in a statement on Sunday. He was also informed of the details of plans and stages of the city's development, and he also planted some trees. He emphasized that the capital city transfer is expected to suppress inequality and increase regional economic growth, though support from all citizens is required. The supports include spreading information, communicating to the public about details of the preparation, development, transfer of Nusantara capital city, and providing spaces to participate in and conduct public consultation. Let's move on to the international news. When French President Emmanuel Macron on Monday lost his parliamentary majority after major election gains by newly formed left-wing alliance and the far-right, in a stunning blow to his plans for major second-term's reform. The result from Sunday's second round poll threw French politics into turmoil, raising the prospect of a paralyzed legislator or messy coalition with Macron forced to reach out to new allies. Russia said on Sunday it seized a village near Ukraine's industrial city of Severodonetsk, a prime target in Moscow's campaign to control the country's east, as the head of NATO predicted the war could last for years. Russia's defense ministry said it had won Metyolkin, a settlement of fewer than 800 people before the war began. Russian state news agencies TASS reported that many Ukrainian fighters had surrendered there. Sara Duterte Carpio, daughter of outgoing Philippine President Rodrigo Duterte, was sworn in as the country's 15th vice president on Sunday, calling for national unity following a divisive election campaign. Duterte Carpio, a 44 years old, was the running mate of Ferdinand Marcos Jr., who also won in the May 9th election and will be sworn in as the country's president on June 30th, when their six-year term begins. A New Delhi-bound flight carrying 185 passengers made an emergency landing on Sunday in the eastern Indian city of Patna after its left engine caught fire while in flight, officials said. The passengers aboard the domestic flight operated by commercial carrier SpiceJet were evacuated safely once the pilot returned to Patna Airport shortly after takeoff. Listener, now let's move on to Diplomatic Corner.
Today's Diplomatic Corner highlights: a weekend rich in Indonesian tastes and culture in Nelson City. New Zealander in the city of Nelson have the opportunity to spend a weekend full of authentic Indonesian culture and cuisines. Nelson's Indonesian community group, All Indo Nelson, collaborated with the Indonesian Embassy in Wellington, holding an all-day art and culture event on Saturday, 11 June. Taking place at the Sexton Oval Pavilion, the series of events began with the batik exhibition and batik training, which was attended by more than 50 participants, the majority of whom came from the local community. After a brief explanation from the committee about the background and history of batik, the participants were divided into two groups to take part in the practice. The batik equipment was imported directly by the committee from Yogyakarta so that it presented an authentic feel. There was also an exhibition of various products from Indonesia in the format of Pasar Kaget. Various food products, handicraft and native Indonesian art were sold and in a great demand by visitors. Not only that, at the end of the event, the participant also had the opportunity to taste various authentic Indonesian snacks that accompanied the daytime chat. The event continued with a dinner entitled Trip to Indonesia Through Your Palate and Sense. More than 120 guests who attended also witnessed culture performances performed by the Padang Moncar Gamelan Group and the Banjidor Kahot Dance Group. Complementing the original Indonesian atmosphere, interactive angklung was also performed, which was attended by the invited. That was Diplomatic Corner.
Listener, that was the news. I'm Nuka Kusumawati, Voice of Indonesia, from Indonesia to the world.
We begin today in history with the event on June 20, 1912, when vitamin was discovered. On June 20, 1912, Polish Dr. Casimir Fang discovered the presence of very beneficial substance in food, and he called the substances vitamins. Scientists Casimir Fang and Zane Georgi tried to isolate and separate vitamins from food, but they discovered that the separate vitamins are not as effective as when vitamins are naturally mixed in food. We move to the event of June 20, 1991, when Berlin was back to the capital city of Germany. After the fall of the Berlin Wall in 1989 and reunification in 1990s, the German Parliament decided to return the German capital for Bonn to Berlin on 20 June 1991. While Bonn city, which had been the temporary capital of the Federal Republic of Germany from 3 November 1949 to 1990s, now became a federal city. We We end today in history with the event about World Refugee Day. Since 2001, the United Nations has declared June 20 as a World Refugee Day. The reason is that on June 20, 2001, the 1951 Convention of the Status of Refugee reached its 50 years. In addition, the Organization of African Unity agreed that World Refugee Day coincided with African Refugee Day, which also falls on 20 June. World Refugee Day is commemorated to raise world awareness about the situation of refugees around the world. On this day, the UN expresses its respect for the courage of refugees who have faced many problems after losing their homes due to conflict or violence and their contribution to the environment. That's today in history.
Tell me how to make you stay, and you're always going to be the one for me. The will be fine today. Have a drink for the all-time perfect time to say you are my happiness, and you always going to be the one for me. There are times when the trains just a thing kept me sane. It's too much for a little time of fame. But you saved the day. Yes, you saved the day.
Listener Voice of Indonesia, the next segment that we'll present is My Indonesia.
Voice of Indonesia.
The Indonesian Minister of Energy and Mineral Resources, Arifin Tasrif, made a working visit to Norway and Iceland on June 13th to 16th, 2022, to attract investment in the energy sector to Indonesia. The Indonesian embassy in Oslo, in a statement in Jakarta last Thursday, reported that the visit of Minister Arifin Tasrif was to discuss energy cooperation and attract investment for the development of Indonesia's energy infrastructure, especially renewable energy. During his visit to Norway on June 13th to the 15th, Minister Arifin Tasrif held a bilateral meeting with his Norway counterpart, Terje Aasland, and opened the 9th Indonesia-Norway Bilateral Energy Consultations, or INBEC, meeting. The Norway-Indonesian Bilateral Consultation Forum is held every 2 years to increase cooperation in the energy sector, both oil and gas and renewable energy. Minister Arifin Tasrif also met Norway Minister for Climate and Environment Espen Barth Eide to discuss cooperation for energy transition efforts in a bid to achieve net zero emission targets. To attract investment to Indonesia, he has also held a series of business meetings with a number of companies in the renewable energy sector, such as Tinfos, Skatec AS, Ocean Sun, and Fred Olsen, as well as with oil and gas companies such as Equinor and Neptune and the battery company Freyr. While on a visit to Iceland on June the 15th and the 16th, Minister Arifin Tasrif met Minister of Finance and Economy of Ireland, Bjarni Benediksen, to discuss energy investment in Indonesia. He also held business meetings with Icelandic geothermal energy companies that want to expand investment in Indonesia, namely Manvit, Verkest, Isor, and Nortec Energy. The minister also had the opportunity to conduct a field visit to the geothermal power plant in Helsinki, Iceland. Meanwhile, Indonesian ambassador in Oslo, Todung Mulya Lubis, said energy cooperation is one of the important pillars of Indonesia's relations with Norway and Iceland. Many parties in both countries want to start and intensify cooperation with Indonesia in the field of renewable energy. Norway and Iceland are countries that have advantages in the development of renewable energy. Currently, 99% of the energy production in Norway is produced from hydro energy, while energy in Iceland is produced 73% from hydro energy and 27% from geothermal.
Indonesia will soon have a new capital city, Nusantara, Indonesia. It's located in the heart of Kalimantan, the center of the archipelago, from Sabang to Merauke, from Miangas to Rote. New smart metropolis is the concept. The new capital city, Nusantara, a global city for all.
Oh, jaganya sampai berkerutan putih, rambutnya jadi saksi cintaku padanya. Oh, tak main-main.
Office, Voice of Indonesia from Indonesia to the world. Listener, now we'll present Indonesian wonder about tourism and local wisdom of Indonesian people.
Hello VOI listener, welcome back to Indonesian Wonder from Voice of Indonesia. Today we take you to Lokale Cave in Waslimo Village, Baliem Valley, Jayawijaya Regency, Papua. Lokale Cave is believed to be the longest cave in the world because until now the end of this cave has not been found. The furthest journey in this cave has only reached 3 kilometers. Because of the length of this cave, many academics estimate that the Lokale Cave can penetrate into the Jayapura area. This cave was opened by the local government as a tourism spot and nature reserve in 1992. Lokale Cave is made of limestone. Around the cave there is a pine forest. The entrance to the cave is a narrow slit and there is a staircase leading into the cave. Although this cave has no known end, it is not a scary place. We will get a pleasant impression when we enter this cave. One of things that makes this cave fun is that several points on the cave walls are hollow and produce a melodious sound when knocked on. With just a gentle tap, a sound will appear. The sounds that are heard are regular tones and can form a unique musical composition. Inside the cave is very dark. When entering this cave, it is highly recommended to bring a flashlight. Lokale Cave is about 25 kilometers from Wamena City. Access to this cave is quite easy because the asphalt road is quite good and can be accessed by motorcycle. This Lokale Cave is located on the edge of the Regency Access Road, so there is no need to walk far or climb to get there. Its strategic location makes this cave a good family tourist spot and often visited by various communities. Well, listener, that was Indonesian Wonder from Voice of Indonesia, from Indonesia to the world.
Cegah penularan berantai virus COVID-19 dengan memakai masker secara benar. Maskerku melindungimu, maskermu melindungiku.
Masku wo chakuyou shite COVID-19 no kansan kakudai wo fusegimashou. Watashi no masku wa anata wo mamoru. Anata no masku wa watashi wo mamotte kureru.
Wa qaw intiqal virus COVID-19 min khilal irtida'il aqni'ah bi syaklin sahih. Qana'i yahmikum wa qana'ukum yahmini.
让正确佩戴口罩，以防止新型冠状病毒肺炎的传播。我的口罩保护你，你的口罩保护我。
Evite la difusión del coronavirus. Cortar la cadena de transmisión usando máscaras correctamente. Mi máscara te protege, tu máscara me protege.
Voorkom de ketting overbrenging van COVID-19 door een masker te dragen. Mijn masker beschermt u, uw masker beschermt mij.
Empêchons la propagation du coronavirus COVID-19 en portant correctement les masques. Mon masque te protège, ton masque me protège.
Verhindern Sie die Übertragungskette des COVID-19 Virus durch richtiges Tragen von Maske. Meine Maske schützt dich, deine Maske schützt mich.
Prevent the chain of COVID-19 spread by wearing your mask properly. Your mask protect me, my mask will protect you.
Kesapa dirimu, oh merinding buluku, oh jadi gugup aku saat bersamamu, saat kau senyum padaku. Mungkin inilah rasanya rasa suka pada dirinya sejak Facebook mu apa, nomormu berapa? Mungkin inilah rasanya cinta pada pandang pertama. Senyuman manismu itu buat aku deg-deg melulu. Oh, nanti aku follow tweet. Tunggu retweetmu agar aku tahu sukakah kau kepadaku. Mungkin inilah rasanya rasa suka pada dirinya sejak pertama aku bertanya Facebookmu apa, nomormu berapa. Mungkin
Voice of Indonesia.
Kita.
Cegah penularan berantai virus COVID-19 dengan memakai masker secara benar. Maskerku melindungimu, maskermu melindungiku.
Masku wa chaku yo shite COVID-19 no kansen kakudai o fusegi mashou. Watashi no masku wa anata wo mamoru. Anata no masku wa watashi wo mamotte kureru.
وقو انتقال فيروس COVID-19 من خلال ارتداء الأقنعة بشكل صحيح قناعي يحميكم وقناعكم يحميني
رانج جنشوي بيتاي كوجو يفانشي سينسين قوانجوان بيندو فييان دا چوانبو ودا كوجو باوهوني ودا كوجو باوهو
Evite la difusión del coronavirus cortar la cadena de transmisión usando máscaras correctamente. Mi máscara te protege, tu máscara me protege.
voorkom de ketting overbrenging van COVID-19 door een masker te dragen. Mijn masker beschermt u, uw masker beschermt mij.
Empêchons la propagation du coronavirus COVID-19 en portant correctement les masques. Mon masque te protège, ton masque me protège.
Verhindern Sie die Übertragungskette des COVID-19 Virus durch richtiges Tragen von Maske. Meine Maske schützt dich, deine Maske schützt mich.
Prevent the chain of COVID-19 spread by wearing your mask properly. Your mask protect me, my mask will protect you.
I could be home by now, packing myself all ready to go. I could be chilling by now, keeping it low key, never could show. Never would have thought somehow you could keep me waiting, never going home. Never would have known somehow you could make me love and wanna see how this goes. 'Cause all I wanna do is stay with you, dropping out the blue, all I see is you. All I wanna do is stay with you. Acting like a fool, all I need is you. Feeling out like I'm 18. Looking back to the days when you're missing. Always feeling left alone. Thought you could fit in on my zone. Running down through the daydream. Couldn't stop thinking about how you're missing. I don't wanna be alone. Hit me anytime up on my phone. Da-da-dum, 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 ooh. And I could be home by now, locking myself, no wanting to go. And I could be chilling by now, feet up, crossed legs, laying on the floor. But stop, let me get a look at you. You're so cute, got me loving you. Let me get a hold of you. Oh shit, got me thinking you. All I wanna do is stay with you. Dropping out the blue, all I see is you. All I wanna do to stay with you. Acting like a fool, all I need is you. Feeling out like I'm 18. Looking back to the days when you're missing. Always been left alone. Thought you could fit in on my zone. Running down through the daydream. Couldn't stop thinking about how you're missing. I don't wanna be alone. Hit me anytime up on my phone. I am hoping for you, my lover. I've been searching for this to cover. Oh, anxiety, no more love to me. You changed how I see. We are meant to be. Feeling out like I'm 18. Looking back to the days when you're missing. Always been left alone. Thought you could fit in on my soul. Running down through the daydream. Couldn't stop thinking about how you're missing. I don't wanna be alone. Hit me anytime up on my phone. Feeling out like I'm 18. Looking back to the days when you're missing. Always feeling left alone. Thought you could fit in on my zone. Running down through the daydream. Couldn't stop thinking about how you're missing.
Stay tuned to the Voice of Indonesia from Indonesia to the World at frequency 3325 kHz and www.voinews.id. Listener, the next segment is Music Corner about music information.
Voice of Indonesia.
Hi VOI listener, today's Music Corner presents you a keroncong song entitled Telaga Sarangan by Sri Widadi. The song Telaga Sarangan is about a famous lake located on the eastern edge of Mount Lawu. Telaga Sarangan is a lake that is above the mountains with a beautiful panorama. This song also tells about a couple who splits up. Ironically, their love journey stops at Sarangan Lake. the girl is forced to be left by her lover. This is the fate that the girl must be strong. The girl hopes her lover will be happy with another girl. Well, listener, here is Sri Widadi with the keroncong song, Telaga Sarangan.
Marga satwa mandi berkacip mulia, bebas menghias diri berkicau murah di tepian.
Keindahannya, oh rahasia.
From Jakarta, here is the Voice of Indonesia with English program.
Voice of Indonesia.
Aku berjalan menyisir malam dan tak terasa dingin. menerpa. Aku berjalan menahan perih dari hati yang telah rapuh. Malam-malamku semakin pilu. Entah mengapa asa merajut, suara hati lirih berdesir menerangkan lara hati. Jangan tanya mengapa bila
of Indonesia.
Terluka
Well, listener, it is time for me to sign off now. Keep listening to our program at www.vionews.id or shortwave frequency 3325 kHz. Don't forget to check out our Facebook, The Voice of Indonesia, and Instagram, voice.of.indonesia. Also, send your reception report to voi@vionews.id. I'm Putri Savitri Ardella. See you on the next English program.